This is Roberto and Cheryl Sabas reading Acts 10, 1 through 8, 34 to 38, and 44 to 47. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, an officer in the Italian group of the Roman army. Cornelius was a religious man. He and all the other people who lived in his house worshipped the true God. He gave much of his money to the poor and prayed to God often. One afternoon, about 3 o'clock, Cornelius clearly saw a vision. An angel of God came to him and said,
"Cornelius!"
Cornelius stared at the angel. He became afraid and said, "What do you want, Lord?" The angel said,
"God has heard your prayers. He has seen that you give to the poor, and he remembers you. Send some men now to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon, who is also called Peter. He is staying with a man also named Simon, who is a tanner and has a house beside the sea."
When the angel who spoke to Cornelius left, Cornelius called two of his servants and a soldier, a religious man who worked for him. Cornelius explained everything to them and sent them to Joppa. Peter began to speak.
"I really understand now that to God, every person is the same. In every country, God accepts anyone who worships him and does what is right. You know the message that God has sent to the people of Israel is the good news that peace has come through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Lord of all people. You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after John preached to the people about baptism. You know about Jesus from Nazareth, that God gave him the Holy Spirit and power. You know how Jesus went everywhere, doing good and healing those who were ruled by the devil, because God was with him."
While Peter was still saying this, the Holy Spirit came down on all those who were listening. The Jewish believers who came with Peter were amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been given even to the nations. These believers heard them speaking in different languages and praising God. Then Peter said,
"Can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? They have received the Holy Spirit just as we did."